Ja, oh, wunderbar. Hey.
So, hört ihr mich?
Wir hören dich ganz wunderbar.
Du bist hier, sag mal, Piet, sprich mal bitte nochmal.
Ja, ich höre mich sehr gut, okay. Da bin ich, genau.
Anna, kannst du mal kurz was sagen?
Ja, hallo.
Und auch, what's your
name? Hallo, Taz. Taz, DTS, Taz.
Taz, okay. So.
Musiktheoretische Grundbegriffe der elektronischen Musik sind der Ton, der Klang, das Tongemisch, das Geräusch und der Zusammenklang. Ich wiederhole, der Ton, der Klang, das Tongemisch, das Geräusch und der Zusammenklang.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2023.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2023 from a mobile studio.
End of file. Taz is coming. Okay, yeah. I'm very happy to have the two main machines of Corp Berlin right in front of me. Hello, Taz. Hello, Anna from Cork. Good to have you here at Super Radio. Yeah, we had a little talk. It's very fantastic. I mean, you are creating the sound ideas and you are you have a lot positions at Cork Berlin.
Yeah, actually a lot, like in the background, making sure that everything is smooth and people can do what they can do best. It's creating instruments and yeah, that's kind of my role.
And you are looking that the atmosphere for creating and getting creative is on the perfect level.
Yeah, so in the background enabling people.
Yeah. Taz, Taz is coming from Tatsue.
Oh, Taz is Tatsue, yeah, Taz. Oh, easy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we spoke a little bit about the development of the machines and that I like to build bridges, and the new instrument you are developing is building a bridge to music concrete. You are working in an electroacoustical way.
Yeah, exactly. So we call it acoustic synthesis. It's in its very early days. I mean, we're in our early days as a company because Cork Berlin is only, it's under 3 years old since we assembled the team. So, and we've been mainly working on this new way of making sound, and we call it acoustic synthesis because it's a cross between having a live instrument that is very reactive and you can interact with it physically, and it combines all those the wonderful things about acoustic instruments with synthesis like control, the kind of controls that you get on a conventional synthesis.
It's the sound, how would you describe the sound? It has a touch of old harmonics, warmth.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things, we moving bodies, so we actually hit a piece of metal. It's spring steel. It's the same actually alloy that they use in accordions and harmonicas, and we hit it with an electromagnetic system. Yeah. And then we extract all the complex stuff that's going on, and if you look at it closely, they really twist and bend and contort in really interesting ways, and this really gives it the tonal character. So we're talking control over maybe like 10 modes, and they're, wow, really complex things that really give it this a lot of inharmonic texture as well.
Yes, it's it was very funny. Just right before you, there was a Game Changer Audio, and they presented the Mortar synth, and they are also working with this electroacoustical moment. Do you think this is a they're now coming up a trend to electroacoustical instruments?
Maybe. I think in, you know, you mentioned the transition from analog to digital, and in, I guess, in the early, or the 2010s, I guess, there was this kind of resurgence of analog, and now we see both analog and digital very prevalent in the scene.
Yeah.
And I do feel like we're kind of hitting a kind of plateau with what we see today, in terms of kind of reaching the limits of what you can do with solely electronics. So we're trying to go beyond electronics as a means of making sound, and I think other people are looking into that as well. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's taking the best of all worlds.
Exactly. Yeah.
To come together, and you transpose this on the firm policy as well. So you're also taking the best together by creating the best conditions. You said you are caring for awareness in the new Cork Berlin.
Yeah, since a while we have created an awareness team at Cork Berlin, and
super cool.
Yeah, it's really very much needed, I think, in the whole business here. I can only speak for myself. I think music and creating music is something which everybody should be able to, and to make sure that this happens, we should create a safer space for everybody. And also the main thing is that we want to have a more diverse space in general, and to enable this you have to set certain rules and certain things in the background, where people can just be able to like be free and feel safe. And this is the main reason why we have an awareness team and the group created.
By building up the studio in Berlin, you always got all these ideas together by building up this studio?
I think the thing of awareness, I think it was always on our mind, but like we didn't really like have the time was setting up, because it took us a long time to set up, to like form the team. And when you have more people in like one space, and in general like having like events, we had a really nice barbecue also, and when you get a lot of people together, you just have to make sure that everybody feels all right and to enable this.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes.
How many people are working at the Berlin company?
Currently, we're a team of 10.
10. And is it, do you have an own developing apartment in Berlin?
We are based in Berlin, Kreuzberg. Do you know that?
Ich frage mal auf Deutsch, Anna. Yeah. Habt ihr eine eigene Entwicklungsabteilung hier in Berlin? Oder?
Wir machen alle Entwicklung.
Okay.
Das ist ja auch super cool. Also.
Yeah, so I think one of the great things about us, we're very small, by the way, we're you know, so so like having a separate development team within the 10 people that we are isn't something that we focus on. So one of the keywords that we use when we describe ourselves is that we're transdisciplinary, and that means that, for example, I'm schooled in electrical engineering, but I also work, for example, the photo shoot for the prototype I did myself, right?
Yeah, super.
Or I go into mechanical engineering, or I have to run the company as CEO as well. And it's the same that Anna, who is from more the administrative side, will come into the projects as well, right? So for example, if we're doing a launch event like this, Anna is basically making that happen on many levels. For example, and even in the product itself, we do this thing called the LCA, which is a life cycle assessment, and that is a project that Anna had a big contribution to as well. I don't know if you want to talk about the LCA and what it is.
We did an LCA, which means a life cycle assessment of an existing product, and the aim of this was to see how, like, what components is the product made of, how are these components, so basically what they're made of, where are they sourced, Okay. So what I did, I mean, I don't have like an engineering background, but like for me, it was really nice to take Minilogue apart completely. I mean, not the boards, but like to electrically, mechanically take it apart and see how many screws are there. Like there are so many screws. And you see where are the, how are these screws made? Where do they come from? And then you know how the footprint of the instrument is. And what we want to do is to make better, like ecological better instruments. So this was the way to see how the status quo is and what we can contribute in like making a lower footprint.
And how is the new synthesizer produced? Where is it produced?
Well, the new synthesizer is only a prototype right now.
Okay.
So it's not exactly a product level right now. So what we're showing at Superbooth is basically the first properly functioning prototype, and it's called Acoustic Synth Phase 5 because we had four fail phases before that.
Okay.
And we're super excited because we've been working on this for over 2 years now, and it's finally working, and we finally kind of grasped how we can make it work.
Okay.
And this is what we're demonstrating here now. And the next step is to think about, yeah, what is the product that we make out of it?
Yeah.
What product can this technology live inside and make it worthwhile? And then we can start thinking about where do we manufacture it?
Produce it. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, sure.
But we are thinking predominantly of manufacturing in Europe. That's one of the big goals that we have.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have the option to use the infrastructure that's existing already inside Cork. So we've got Asian production that we do have access to. It's still possible that we might use that in part, but we're really looking, especially in light of this LCA research that we've been doing, in a production and a supply chain where we can control things like ethical material supplies, ethical processes, low carbon footprint, all these factors that play into making a more sustainable instrument.
And can you imagine to produce it as well in Germany?
Yeah, we can totally imagine that. We're actually looking into that as well.
You're really going new ways.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. You know, we're a new company, like a new subsidiary of Cork.
Yeah.
And one of the things is, if we do the same thing as what's happening in the mothership, then we might as well do it in Tokyo, you know? So I think there's a big amount of trust that's coming from headquarters for us to do things differently in a positive way.
Wow. That's it's very respectful. It's and you're presenting yourself also in a complete different way. You have this charming little wagon where you're in, where you're showing your presentations.
Yeah, I mean, that was our creative director Verena negotiated quite hard to get that Bauwagen. I think it's perfect. But it is by no means a way to distance us from the main Cork brand. I mean, whatever we produce, it will have the Cork brand on it. Maybe it's sub-branded by Cork Berlin, but we are part of the same ecosystem, and at the mid to long term goal of all of this is that we can make positive change within the whole group, what Cork is as a whole.
Yeah, and that's a very wide, eclectic range when you see the blown up UFO in the main hall and the Bauwagen at the circus tent. It's very, very cool. Did you find some time to walk around on the booth? Did you see some places?
Unfortunately, no. I also want to say hi to the guys at Music Meyer at the other Cork booth. They actually had an awareness workshop together with us. Before the event, we wanted to make sure that we're all kind of having the same idea of awareness, and we thought it's going to benefit them as well. So we had the week before Superbooth, very last minute, had an amazing awareness workshop. It consists of like, what do we do if like something happens against our code of ethics that we formed?
Yeah.
And unluckily didn't have time so far, but maybe tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow.
That's what I hope too. Yeah, yeah, with we were all busy all the time, and I hope that on Sunday, even if there, I think there will even come more people tomorrow than today. Yeah, it's.
Yeah, bring it on. I mean, sure, it's a lot of work when a lot of people come, but the engagement has been totally mind-blowing.
Yeah, it was
incredible.
Magic. Yeah, it's so magical. Like, everybody's like just so nice. I mean, yeah, we're handing out lemonade. Of course, that's a good factor. Nobody's going to say no to a refreshing drink that's without alcohol.
Yeah, fantastic.
But yeah, everybody's really nice. I think we also have what we thought, like, a really nice gender balance at our booth.
Yeah,
and this
that's
is like
what
a really
I've
nice
as
vibe.
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
I totally sense that. And I'm so proud of it.
Yeah, and the Super Booth is opening to all genders and to all ages. Yeah.
All ages, that's very important. That's one thing that we also learned, that there's a like one step of, I don't know how it's called, I can't remember it right now, but also like all genders. It's like a really, like, discrimination against gender is also a big thing.
Definitely, yeah. And and we are very lucky, yeah, the weather is amazing, yeah, it really feels like summer, and we can put our funniest socks on.
You're talking about your socks, right?
Our both.
I have the most boring socks,
yeah,
oh my god.
Yeah, you have burger socks, that's really nice.
Oh,
what is it? The other thing is like a drink, is it lemonade?
Milkshake.
Milkshake. It's also nice.
And pommes.
Milkshake and pommes.
Okay, so next year we make cork socks that are super funky, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the plan.
That's the plan. To have good socks.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Like, good socks. They always get holes, and it's one very important thing. Like,
and,
to have good
and
socks.
You normally just get t-shirts.
The headquarter will be amazed if you one of your products will be socks.
I mean, we already put out. We actually made a cookbook 2 years ago. That was the first thing Cork Berlin put out.
You
so
made a cookbook?
We made a cookbook with a bunch of artists and a bunch of people from the industry. And yeah, I mean, it's all about kind of interacting and building communities and connections. And you know, we make stuff for people to make music with. It's, you know, it's... hey. Sorry, I'm now looking at a delicious cookbook for your eggplant desires.
Oh, I love eggplant.
Ah, wonderful.
Nice.
You got it.
Yeah.
Talking about cookbooks, I always have a cookbook in my pocket.
Really? Okay, so I should bring it. Are you here tomorrow? I'll bring in the cookbook.
Yeah, that
would
be nice.
Oh, no, we don't have it. Sorry. Yeah,
no, I can bring one. I can bring one around.
Everyone? Okay, we'll bring a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I would say thank you.
Thank you very much to have you here.
And I think and the thing you ich spreche mal auf Englisch mit Anna
Deutsch.
Sorry. Ich glaube, das Thema, was ihr angesprochen habt, diese Gender Equality und so weiter, großes Thema dieses Jahr auf der Superbus,
ja,
habe ich das Gefühl, auch dieses Thema Nachhaltigkeit. Wir haben vorhin einen Talk gehabt mit Schneider, mit Andreas Schneider,
mhm,
und mit verschiedenen Gästen, da ging es um Nachhaltigkeit. Ich habe das Gefühl, es ist auch hier angekommen, in dieser Bubble, also Gender Equality ist, glaube ich, gerade hier auch ein großes Thema. Wir haben bestimmt 90% Männer hier auf der Messe. Also da ist, glaube ich, noch viel zu tun, oder?
Ja, ich glaube, es ist auf jeden Fall viel zu tun, und das sieht man auch gerade. Ich komme jetzt nicht von einem Hintergrund aus der, also ja, ich habe viel mit Artists zu tun gehabt. Ich habe früher also immer noch als Fotografin gearbeitet, aber ich habe immer so gemerkt, okay, es ist halt White Man dominiert, so, und das sieht man halt,
und
ich finde,
White and old.
Ja, wir sollen ja nicht nach Alter. Es ist super, es ist super wichtig. Ich meine, man sieht das, man spürt das, glaube ich, als Frau auch mehr, finde ich. Also man muss auch sagen, man spürt es einfach mehr als Frau. Also ich glaube, man als Mann hat man nicht die Berührungspunkte. Und ich denke, wenn man diese Awareness schafft für viele Männer, dass sie sich auch denken, oh, hey, das habe ich gar nicht gemerkt. So, und da wollen wir halt hin, dass Leute wenigstens mal so ein kurzes Umdenken haben, sich denken, hey, wie privilegiert bin ich eigentlich, dass ich mir darüber keine Gedanken machen muss. Und also ich glaube, ihr beide müsstet euch noch nie darüber Gedanken machen, irgendwie, sexuell beleidigt zu werden oder so.
Wir machen jetzt zum Beispiel Gedanken, wen wir hier als Gesprächspartner
einladen. Ja, das finde ich schön.
Wir haben natürlich auch hier dasselbe Problem, eben wie es auf der Messe sich abbildet, weibliche Gesprächspartner zu finden. Ne? Und vor allen Dingen bei den Herstellern, bei den Ausstellern. Künstlerinnen sind natürlich auch häufiger jetzt hier auf der Messe vertreten. Ich glaube, da achten zum Beispiel viele Booker mittlerweile auch wirklich explizit drauf. Aber auch bei den Ausstellern, das war gestern noch Thema hier, bei den Ausstellern sind meistens dann noch die Herren, die dann sprechen über die Produkte. Ja, also ich will es gar nicht jetzt werten, aber ich glaube, das ist noch ein Weg zu gehen.
Es ist super viel Potenzial, aber ich finde es schön, dass man jetzt auch merkt, dass sich was ändert. Und ich glaube, den Weg sollten wir jetzt einfach weitergehen.
Genau.
Und dann wird sich was Wunderbares entwickeln, weil wenn Sachen einfach mehr offen für jeden sind, dann beteiligen sich auch mehr Leute. Und das, was wir alles wollen, ist halt Spaß zu haben, Musik zu machen und Musik zu genießen.
Genau.
Und wenn wir da alle in einem Boot sitzen, dann ist es einfach nur wunderschön und es kann sehr, sehr, sehr viel Schönes und noch Schöneres
und
draus.
Und noch schöner werden, genau.
Es kann noch schöner werden.
Ja.
Sorry, Tats, for speaking German.
Ja, all good.
He's very fine with German. He's just...
I kind of understood
60%. But he's too shy to speak German.
Nah, I don't know if it's
exactly,
shy.
Exactly.
Maybe you're shy.
I'm scared of speaking. I'm not shy. I'm scared of speaking German.
But he has a really nice German accent.
What did you say? Like, how many percent?
What do you think? More or less?
I haven't said. You know, we've been glued to the booth the last 2 days. So
really
I really haven't been around. Tomorrow at 10, I'm going to go around, I'm going to count the men.
That would be interesting.
I mean, as far as I walked around, I saw also like non-male people, which is really, really nice. And I'm always happy to see somebody because I think it's the spirit is just different.
Yeah, and it's a spirit of change.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Das war ein schön pathetisches Schlusswort.
Du weißt, ich neige zum Pathos.
Jetzt müsstest du eigentlich noch ein Lied pfeifen, ein Whistling Song.
Wind of Change vielleicht. Tats hates this. Whenever I do it, like...
Are there any good whistling songs, by the way?
Wind of Change. That was, I think, the first insider that we had together when we were setting up our like setup mode office. And when I put on, I don't know why, but I put on Wind of Change and you totally hated it. And I kept
it's
doing it, of course.
I can't get it out of my head.
So, wir haben alle wichtigen Themen besprochen.
Yeah.
Geschlechtergerechtigkeit, Wind of Change, Cork.
Ja. Und wichtig ist auch, was auf Geschlechtergerechtigkeit ist, auch auf seine Sprache achten. Und da muss ich sagen, da kann ich zum Beispiel auch sehr viel darüber lernen, wie man Menschen betitelt und wie man spricht. Das ist nämlich auch eine ganz wichtige Sache. Nicht nur Awareness, wir haben hier 90% Männer, 10% Frauen. Es ist auch super wichtig, auf die Sprache zu achten, weil Wörter können sehr wehtun und Wörter können aber auch viel, viel Gutes anrichten. Und das ist auch nur so eine Sache, wo ich persönlich sage, durch diesen Awareness-Workshop und die Art, wie wir das jetzt machen, da kann ich auch sehr viel dazu lernen.
Ja, wir alle.
Ja, wir alle.
Definitiv. Super.
Genau.
Hey, in dem Sinne,
Thank you,
dass ihr da wart.
Wir als nächsten Song spielen wir natürlich
Wind of Change.
eine Cork-Version von Wind of Change, die noch geschrieben werden muss. Bye, bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Danke.